Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy now to be joined by Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants, of course, World Series champ and all-star as well. We're here to talk about the Path of Exile, The Awakening, which is the new addition to the MMORPG Path of Exile. And Hunter, how did you get started with this game? What was it about this game that drew you in?
I think I started quite a few years ago. It was 2 years ago. I was just messing around with dungeon crawls. I don't think it's an MMORPG, but I'm not sure exactly what you label all these games. It's kind of a dungeon crawl, and it's an extension of kind of Diablo. It's a type of, like, you know, I was big into Diablo 1, 2. Diablo 2 was one of my favorites, and this one kind of took off in the same way Diablo 2 was, but it was way more up-to-date with a lot of cool options to, like, advance your character, and it's just been one of those games that I've always liked. I've liked being able to use your mind to build characters and do crazy things, and, they really have put together a really unique game with it.
I remember a couple months ago, I was over at Grinding Gear, and they were showing me some of the early stuff, and just if you were the dude walking around town and with a sword that was on fire, you know, and everybody was like, oh, I got to get one of those, and they don't fleece you. It's really kind of what they call microtransactions, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as the flaming sword, I'm not sure exactly which one you're talking about, but I don't have any of those. I think I was running around. And one of the things I like about Path of Exile, for me, I like to play kind of intense, and it has a hardcore. So, like, where you play where if you die, you lose your character. But mm-hmm. It goes into, like, the standard mode, but which, to me, you lose all the adrenaline once you die, and then you can die at anytime you want. So my whole thing, I've always had fun with that game. It's like playing hardcore, trying to build a character that won't die, and getting as far as you can. I've never been the guy running around with a really cool sword. The game is free to play, and they just came out with a new expansion. But I will say that it is, when you do play, you definitely you don't have to pay to win. But if you like, if you're like me and you like to collect all your loot, store all your loot, so you can build another character when you find this item that's for someone else. I always bought, like, the extra loot, and you can also, like, upgrade your spells and stuff. So it's pretty cool. You can have plenty of fun without even paying to play this game, and, it's definitely worth checking out.
Now, I know you played for 3 hours on Twitch last night, and I know for a lot of games, no matter what it is, when you get in, you might have your behind handed to you at first because you don't know the maps and you're trying to ramp up. What was the learning curve like for you?
Yeah, for me, it definitely was kind of a slow process. I think, all my characters were hardcore, and I think I started off getting, like, to level 20, and then I'd get to, like, 24, and I stayed around there to, like, the 30s. Once I finally beat the final boss on hardcore on just the first difficulty level, mm-hmm. I think I just started, like, kind of skyrocketing. I think my highest character I ever got was level 71.
Wow.
And that was like the reason. I think there's like a thing once you beat it, like, I beat the whole game on all difficulty levels, but the cool thing in Path of Exile is, like, that's when really unique stuff starts to happen. You can create these maps, but they're really difficult, and I kind of got in over my head. So it was a learning curve, but it was fun. And I think even when you die, if you're like me and you like to play the hardcore, it's really cool because you've collected all this gear for other characters that you're like, oh, I found this. I want to build a character to use that weapon or that cool socket, because that's one of the unique things about Path of Exile is how you can create your spells and work them differently depending on what gems you find.
Speaking with Giants outfielder Hunter Pence about Path of Exile, The Awakening, and when I look at the classes, Duelist, Marauder, Ranger, Shadow, Templar, Witch, and then you can move up to Scion. For you, you don't want to cast spells. You just want to get, like, a Warhammer and just go head first right on in?
Actually, I've been kind of the opposite. Like, normally in other games, I usually play, like, the melee type characters, but for whatever reason in Path of Exile, it's just every one of the melee characters I built was dying pretty quick, and I think I made one or two that were really fun. There's some cool like different abilities and stuff you can get, but I was a little too aggressive. I like to have some offense while having obviously defense, but I think if you get a melee character in hardcore, you have to have a ton of defense. So I usually, like, pick, I think my best one, like I said, was a 71 Witch, which is the spellcaster. And, I usually just throw a bunch of stuff, like waffles, at them and run away, try not to get killed.
Well, it's funny the way they describe the game, the Awakening anyway, the edition. They just said that you're going to descend into the depths of nightmares. Did you experience that viscerally?
Well, it was pretty unique. Last night I got to play, like you said, for 3 hours with the the manager of development of the game. And so I had rushed a character because none of my hardcore characters were still alive on my old account. They were all dead. I think once I died with the 71, I kind of walked away. And there's been a lot of updates. So I tried to build a character real quick when I found out I was getting this opportunity. And we went all the way through Act 3, and there's some new bosses in Act 3 that I had never fought. And somehow we barely made it through that. And we just did the beginning of Act 4. So I haven't actually, done all of Act 4. I just got to the town, basically. So I have all of that still ahead of me. And hopefully I can stream that somewhere in the future, maybe when we get back home from this road trip.
Absolutely. Yeah, last night playing with Alexis Kazambalidis. When you find, I know that a lot of these games have problems with, like, gold farmers, and do you ever see someone that's just kind of going around just, not really playing? Do you like, sort of feast on those guys, or do you just try to avoid them?
You know, it's not really the case in this game because there's no gold in the game. I think that the currency is items that that can change your gear. So, like, most of the currency is these, like, orbs and stuff that you find. And when you're playing with other people, usually, the loot will pop up where you can go pick it up or whatever. And really, there's not that many ways to gold farm. And if there is, they're probably going to be giving you something you want because, the way the currency works, it's all balanced out. So there's no storing up a whole bunch of gold.
What about, like, forming guilds or leagues? Can you do that?
Yeah, I think there's guilds, leagues. They've added a whole bunch of features that I haven't even gotten into, but I know that there's, you can now build a house, he was telling me about, and you can have, guild meetings and stuff at this house. I don't know all of what you can do with that. The game has definitely upgraded a lot since the last time I played, and I had, without even all of these new upgrades, I remember seeing all these new items and stuff, and it was a lot of fun, new spells, but without even all of those upgrades, back when I played it, it was that fun. So I can imagine going forward, it's going to be, there's so much more to the game right now. And I got a lot of hours to get to level 71. Was an embarrassing amount of hours, but it was spring training in, I think, 2013. And, once you get done with the field, it's a good way to sit around and rest and restore the calories you burn.
But you know what? I remember I looked at my hours of Battlefield 4 and they were 455 hours. And you know what? It was time well spent. I had fun.
I agree completely. I've probably had that many hours, and I've enjoyed every minute of those of that time. So it was a lot of fun.
Finally, I got to ask you one baseball question. I know you missed the first half, and it was rough, but you're back. You're healthy. You guys are the defending champs, just a little bit over 500. Are you guys going to make a move? More yes, 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 or stirring speeches by you? What's in store for the Giants in the second half?
We'll see. And as far as the yes, that was tremendous, and that was last year. I tried to keep it fresh, kind of move on to the next year and see what comes up. And even the yes, it came up organically. We'll see what's in store for this year, but we're definitely looking at every angle we can to get back to the top of this division, to compete for it, and we're in striking distance. So we got a lot of people healthy. And it looks like we're charging into this second half pretty strong.
All right, I want to remind everybody to check out Path of Exile, The Awakening, and played very deftly by one Hunter Pence, our guest right here. Hey, Hunter, man, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck, and we'd love to talk video games with you again down the road, man.
Hey, Rick, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, awesome. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.